I woke up early. I went in, I got dressed, went out to the main salon kitchen, got the galley and made some coffee, went back to my bunk. And sitting there, sitting against the back of the headboard, looking out through this beautiful skylight at the breaking day. And then suddenly the most incredible experience happened to me. The whole room began to like tingle and sparkle, and this feeling of energy seemed to engulf me. And this beautiful woman materialized in my stateroom right beside my bed.
This sounds like a dream come true, Robert.
Yeah, and that's what I thought it was. You know, I thought it was a dream or a hallucination, or I felt like it just couldn't be possibly happening. And I looked at her, and you know, when she was in my presence, this incredible energy was just radiating through my entire being. And I said, this can't be real. And she smiled at me and she said, well, it is. And I said, this can't be happening. You can't be real. And she said, I'm real. And I reached out and I physically touched her, George. I touched her. I felt her skin on her arms. And she smiled at me. And I said, well, why are you here? And she said that I'm here because we're friends. And we want you to come to a briefing. And what happened in the next few minutes was almost totally unexplainable in terms of what might be called conventional science, but with the amazing amazing clarity, she helped me to first teleport to New York City. And there I boarded a saucer and took what Bob Dean likes to call the 29-cent tour of the local system. And I went to the planet Jupiter. And while I was there, I was given a briefing, and the planet was the most incredible, radiant energy. And all the time that I was on that planet, I felt that energy, and I communicated with these incredible beings, and they showed me, whether you might call them visions, maybe they were holograms of the future of what is happening on planet Earth. If we don't change our conditions and our ways, because we have the power to do that, George, as people, as individuals, we do not have to have a calamity, a catastrophic future. We can make that change. And I accepted a mission to come back to this planet, and through the medium of modern communications like your show, and through film and video and media, and thank heavens for the internet, to be able to bring a message of hope to planet Earth. I really believe that there's hope, what I want to communicate to the entire world out there is, don't despair. There's hope.
Now, you know, Robert, on this program, we don't judge. We like different views, different ideas, yours, of course, being one of them. But there will be some people who will hear you tonight and say, he went to Jupiter? Oh, tell us a little bit more. Why wasn't he crushed from the force, the gravity, the pressure when he was on that planet? It's uninhabitable. Tell us more. So how do you fight this when people are going to say, okay, this is one heck of a story. He is a great science fiction writer.
Well, first of all, I don't claim to be a technical expert, and that's why in Fast Walkers, the movie, I have created a vehicle for the people who are experts in their field, who've spent their lifetime doing this research and finding out the true answers, give them a vehicle to speak. And tonight I just want to say that there's physicists out there. And as you know, there's so much talk now, and there's information about the multiverse. And you've guests on. And also I want to put a big hello to a couple of people, which is an old friend, Hal, and another one, Ingo. And tell them that we need their help, and we need some help with some of this explanation.
Sounds like you're talking about Mr. Putoff and Mr. Swan. Huh?
could be. But these guys have the answers. And to me, what I will say is this. I don't believe a lot of the things that I see and hear. I believe what I personally experienced, and I experienced this, and I know I don't have to believe it. I don't have to take it on faith. I personally experienced being there, and it's my view, and I was shown that there's regular interdimensional travel between this planet and the local system, not just the local system, George, but the entire universe out there. And there's an intergalactic federation, and there's lots of cultures visiting us. And I think Dr. Asala will address some of that about the different species and the different life forms that are actually visiting us. And
now tell me a little bit, Robert, though, about Jupiter itself. I mean, what did it look like when you were there?
Oh, the most incredible place I've ever been. First of all, it was totally radiant. The most colorful fluorescence, oranges, lavenders, pinks, blues, the pastel colors and the energy, George, was just phenomenal. It just totally emanated and radiated through my being. The sea, it was like a silvery kind of, almost like mercury, but I'm not sure that it was. And I was there on the beach, had a kind of a sandy-looking beach, except it was more, a little more coarse. And it was, the buildings, the structures were low-profile structures. The people were very human-looking, and it was just it was just the most incredible thing, and as I deboarded from the saucer itself, I looked back, and it was a beautiful, beautiful craft, probably three times the size of a 747, conventional saucer-shaped vehicle. And the planet itself was phenomenal.
At any point, did you see strange-looking beings like the grays that we've, have had described to us before, or did they all look human-looking?
The individuals that I interacted with were human-looking. There's been many accounts and many witnesses that I've interviewed and talked to who do talk about the grays, but I have not personally experienced any kind of interaction with the grays in a physical form.
Now, when you say that they gave you information about Earth, about the solar system, about the universe, specifically good old planet Earth, what are some of the things you see? What are some of the things, Robert, they told you, and how far out did they tell you things?
Well, this is a subject that I've avoided talking about because, first of all, the story itself is very hard to accept. But tonight I will say this, that planet Earth faces the most cataclysmic and catastrophic changes in the near future. But it doesn't have to happen, but it is happening. You don't have to be a psychic. You don't have to go to Jupiter. All you have to do is hear the facts.